We are learning Daf Samach, and we are starting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Samach. Yotzu Shnayim Ke'achas. If, while you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sending the different behemoths out the door and counting them to make Ma'aseh Behemah, let's say 2 went out at once. So Moina Isam Shnayim, you have to count it as 2, because 2 went out. Monam Echad, if you only counted them as 1, what's going to come out is that number 9 is really number 10, and number 10 is really number 11. So manam echad tishiv asir mukkalim. The 9 and 10 will be mixed up, because the 9 is really 10, and it's kaddish, and the asiri is really 11, and it's not kaddish, and therefore, and they're mixed up, so you don't know which one's which, and therefore they both won't be able to be used, because usually the 11th one, Halach is, it's chal a shlomo on it. If you count number 10, 11, it's counted as a shlomo. But that's only if you counted everything right and told there. But here, since 2 came out at once, in the middle by 6 or 5 or 6, so therefore you already lost count there. And therefore, the 10th one wasn't Kaddish regular, that the 11th one should be Kaddish le'karev. And therefore, since they both went at one time, they're both not Kaddish, they're both mixed up, and the 11th one is not Kaddish, and therefore you can't bring them as a carbon, they're Mekulkul. That's the halacha, they're Mekulkul. What about if you count everything right until number 9, and then Kara l'tashii asiri, you count the number 9 as number 10, well, asiri tashii, and you count the number 10 as 9, l'achra also asiri. The case was here, it makes sense how the mistake had happened. What happened was, that by when he got to number 9, instead of saying 9, he said 10. So then he chapped himself, so on the 10th one, he said, oh, number 9. And now he can't say number 10, he called number 9. And then, for the 11th one, he called number 10. So everyone got a wrong name here. The number 9 was called 10, the 10 was called 9, and 11 was called 10. Halach is, shloisha mekadoshim, they're all kaddish. And what's the halach? They're all different dinim. Hatashi, the 9th one, that you called number 10, nechal b'mumay. You have to wait till it gets a mum, then you can eat it. The Va'asiri Meiser. The 10th one is Meiser, you bring it to Shlomim. Va'acharasa, Karav Shlomim. 11th one, you bring it to Shlomim. The 10th one, you bring it to Meiser Behemah. 11th one, you bring it to Shlomim. Va'oisa Tamura. And that 11th one is such a good Shlomim, it can even make a Tamura. The Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Vechid, yes, Tamura is a Tamura. Could a Tamura make a Tamura? Because Rav Yehuda learned that 11th one was a carbon, was because it was like a Tamura of the number 10. So therefore, he says it's the Tamura. A Tamura can make a Tamura. But Amr Moshe Rameir, may answers, and they said Moshe Rameir to answer, Ilhoyot Tmura Le'er Karav, it's not a Tmura, because if the level 11 will be a Tmura, it will not be Karav, because Allah is, according to Rameir, a Tmura's Meiser is not Karav. You can't bring it as a Karav. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, what happens? Karav Tashi Asiri, Ula Asiri Asiri, then you can't attend the right number Asiri, Lachar Asa Asiri, and number 11 you call Asiri. So here, the Allah is a 9, Taka. It's a machloek as before, but the 9 it could be is nechav mumay. But the Mishnah is focusing on number 11. You call number 10 the right number. Now number 11 you call number 10. The halacha is ein echras mekodesh. 11th one is not kodesh. Zeh klal. Why? Kol shloim nekar shem asiri menu. Anything that the asiri wasn't nekar from it. The number 10 didn't have a mistake in it, and was called regularly number 10. Then the number 11 is nothing. Ein echras mekodesh. The 11th one is not mekodesh. So that's the halacha of the Mishnah. And the first part of the Gemara is going to discuss what happens when two or more come out at one time. Rabbi Yechon, manon zugay zugays. If two went out at a time and you counted, two at a time, or kintrin counted 100 at a time. So the halach is asiri leminyanu hu kaddish. It's 10 for the minyan. Now what does 10 for the minyan mean? Samach leikis. Ma yisar leminyanu. What does yisar leminyanu mean? Rav Mari Amar Laminyan Shalayu Kaddish. Whatever his number is Kaddish. When he says on two at a time, he says 1, 2, every two he calls 1, then number 10, they're both Kaddish. It goes by his number, not by the number of the actual animals. Laminyan Shalayu Kaddish. Rav Kana Amar Laminyan Behemoth Kaddish. It goes with the actual number of animals, and it makes no difference if you count it a different way. That's the machlokes Rav Mari and Rav Kahana. Now we learned in the Mishnah, if two came out at once, Moina Oson Shnayim, you count it two. You count it as two. Moron Echad, you only count it as one. The Shiva Asir Mukkalim is mixed up. Because it comes out you had the wrong numbers and it goes versus your numbers, and you called number 10, you called number 9, and you called number 11, 10, so it's Makoko. You call number 10 9, and also Siri, you call number 11 a 10. If you hold it, by the holds it, just who cares what you say? It goes versus Rahemais. And like Rashi speaks out, it's Lavdafka, he didn't really call the right thing, but we're saying the ninth one is the ninth one, the tenth one is the tenth one. I don't care what you say. So if you hold mini behemoths, what's the problem here? Why is it Makolkol? When do I say you go bust the mini behemoths? When you're doing a bekavana, where you're trying to do two at a time, and there goes bust the behemoths, but here you're trying to do one at a time, and all of a sudden two ran out at once. I never said my halacha when they go out by itself. Let's say someone counted lemafreya. Back we counted 10, 9, 8, 7. That's where you counted the behemoths. Instead of going 1, 2, 3, 4, he said 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the number 10 was called number 1. Manon lemafreya, Sirius Shemininu Kaddish. The 10th one is Kaddish. First of all, the Alamadi Behemoth is Kaddish Shapir. It's good because you go to the Behemoth. Alamadi Alamin Shloyo Kaddish. The 10th one, he called 1. Asiri Chag Karli, he called number 10 1. Omar Rava. Rava answers, Hoyle Isa Bim Yona Parasa'a. In Parasa'a, you call 10 number 1, the Karla Asar Chag, therefore it works. There is one research, and learns the Gemara, that in Parasa'a, that's the way they count also. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 1, 2, 1. That's the way they count. So that there could be another pshat in the Gemara, but either way, we're saying the only reason why it works there by Mafreya is because there it makes sense sometimes that you call number 10 1, and therefore it could be work. It could work even if you hold minyan shaloi. But regularly, if you hold minyan shaloi, it goes with your own minyan, not minyan behemoth, according to this mandiyama. I'm gonna go a little vaita on samach till samach on beis. We're gonna go a little vaita on samach on beis. It said in the Gemara, it said in the Mishnah, Kara l'tashi asiri, or asiri tashi, they called number 9, 10, and he called number 10, 9, l'achar asa asiri. So it says in the Gemara that, it says in the Mishnah that one is nechal b'muay, number 9, number 10 is a regular ma'is behemah, number 11 is a shlom. The Gemara's explained the makar for this. Tanar Abaram. V'nayim shim kara l'tashi asiri, called number 9, number 10, Well, Asiri Tashi called number 10 9, Alachar Asa Asiri, and he called 11 10, that Alachar Shlosh Dom Mekadoshim, all three are Mekudish. How do you know? How do you know that's true? That's Alachar Tamalem of a Chol Masar. All Masar Baka Vachon Kosher Tachashavat Asiri Kodesh. And it's Marba Chol Masar, anything he called number 10, including 9, 10, 11, anything he called number 10 is Kodesh, Chol Masar. So if that's true, Yachashim Marba Av Shemini Vishdei Masar, if you call number 8, 10, or you call number 12, 10, is that the same Alachar? Gemara says, no, Amrit, Hoyel v'hu Kaddish, number 10 is Kaddish, v'tusi is Kaddish, and the mistakes are Kaddish. Mahu, Madach, the 10th one itself, is always carved to itself. Mahu in the Kaddish of a Samach, only if it's Samach to itself, it's close to itself. After Usoi, the Ta'i is the mistake, the number 9, number 11, has to be close to itself. Any Kaddish is Elab Samach. It's Kaddish close to itself. Freit the Gemara v'hatanya v'luntan abraisa. Mahu miyuchid av tuyosoy miyuchedas. We learned in a braisa that just like mahu miyuchid av tuyosoy miyuchedas, there's only one of them is a tayis. Just like e itself is only one might say number 10. The mistake is only one, either 9 or number 11. You only can have one mistake. You can't have two of them. But tani mahu miyuchid av tuyosoy miyuchedas. You can't have 9 and 11. Only one of them can. Only either 9 or 11. Only one of them can be a mistake. This price that it says only one is a lezer of Shimon Hid. The only way 11 one is Kaddish, actually yishtik with the chi. If you didn't call, make a mistake by the 9. The case was Yikra la Siri to chi. You called number 10 9. And lachar also a Siri. That is when the 11th one is Kaddish. Why? So like Rav Yehuda, he also Rav Yehuda, I'm a toyis maisa tamura. He also Rav Yehuda of our Mishnah, the holes, that the toyis of maisa is a tamura. So it's ki'ilu. That one that's Kaddish is a tumura of the real Meiser. And the real ma'isa only can make one tamura. He holds like his father, the Omar, Ein meimer chayzer meimer. That it, once a behemah makes a tamura, once a real carbon makes a tamura, makes a match, it can't make another one. It cannot make another one. And here, since it made number 11, it can't make number 9. It made number 9, it can't make number 11. Because he holds that these 9 and 11 are tamuras, and you look like one tamura, and therefore he holds only one is kaddish, either number 9 or number 11.